If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
All right, it's Monday morning. You're listening to the Eric Gaines Show on the Sports Animal. That's 99.1 The Sports Animal. Brian Rice, Logan Ward, taking you to noon. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Did everyone have a good weekend?
I did, yeah.
I know you did.
Went to Columbia, Missouri. It didn't snow. And Lady Vols got a big win yesterday.
There's a forecast for flurries today. Alert East Tennesseans, that doesn't mean it's snowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just it's snowing up in the mountains.
Just a flurry.
Pretty big up in the mountains, from what
put
I understand.
Put your chains on your tires. Get your bread and milk.
But here, well, you know, milk sandwiches are great this time of year.
Jeez.
Stores are going to be a mess today.
Is it really supposed to snow some?
I think I've seen some forecasts. I don't know. Hmm. It's also East Tennessee. You never
well,
know.
I assume my wife has some food for our child. I'll subsist on Diet Coke, Celsius, and
your norm
snack foods.
Yeah. I brought bacon for the boys today.
All right.
Hashtag Murphy. All right, hashtag Longs.
All right. Pretty fun weekend of football, too.
Yeah, it was a great weekend for sports.
Good weekend for Tennessee men's basketball. We're rolling. Rolling. We pulled up to the hotel on Saturday afternoon, and, you know, we knew the men had been playing pretty well, but in the time that we went from the bus to the lobby of the hotel, Tennessee extended the lead by like 10 points. And so we walk in, and we're standing in line for the elevator to go up to our rooms, and we can see our game is on ESPN in the fitness center of the hotel. And here, one of our assistant coaches says, is that score right? Yes.
Indeed it is.
Yes. We have officially taken it. Because it went literally from being like a 10-point lead when we were on the bus to taking LSU out behind the woodshed.
It was ugly.
In the time it took for us to unload
the bus. It was hard
bus.
For me to continue. It's my job to watch.
Yeah.
But it was hard to continue watching because the football game was on at the same time towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yikes.
You had So Dane Bradshaw and Courtney Lyle, pair of Tennessee grads, did the game together, and Dane Bradshaw had his perfectly clairvoyant moment. Did you see that? He says, they like to draw up some of these inbound plays for Kumwa immediately. The lob to Kumwa for that monster dunk on the...
And good job, Dane.
Courtney goes, like that? Yes, exactly like that. Good win for Tennessee. Happy weekend all around for Vol fans. Let's take a look at the game plan. All right, so Vol Hoops does hammer LSU on the road. No more easy, shades of Will Wade.
Easy win.
It was very nice. Very nice. The NFL playoffs were ridiculous.
Most games.
Okay.
The Philly game was awful.
Well, okay.
Just awful. That wasn't even fun to watch.
It was fun in the first half. You're like, this is really happening in the playoffs, is it?
Man, they look good.
Jalen Hurts.
Who's cockier? And I mean this in a way that it doesn't bug me at all. I love it for both of them. Jalen Hurts
Burrow.
Or Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you listen to Jalen Hurts' press conferences?
Yeah.
Though? He doesn't give zingers, but he sits up there and just... He knows he's the absolute man.
Jalen Hurts is just good. Joe Burrow is good and will tell everybody about it. And I don't have a problem with it because he backs it up.
He's the man.
We have some Joe Burrow audio.
Perfect.
Coming up here in just a minute. We also have to talk about what happened with the Cowboys yesterday.
Dak gonna Dak.
Brett Maher had another missed extra point.
He's getting a little bit of love from a few people because technically it was blocked.
No, it wasn't going in.
The defensive tackle over the tackle blocked it.
It wasn't going in.
He hit some, though. He hit a couple field goals.
Yeah, he hit a couple. And you'd have thought they won the Super Bowl when he came to the side. He's getting hugs from Mike McCarthy.
He can hit a long field goal. He can't hit an extra point.
Ugh. Got to get the lid off. He just had to make one.
Real quick, Brian, where were you at whenever you watched that final play? Because I would have loved to have seen your face when you see Ezekiel Elliott line up at center.
I looked up and I saw the formation and I went back to playing with my phone. I couldn't even lock in.
Well,
for
let's
the last
be point. Honest. There's no chance any formation or anything is going to work. That has worked like twice in the history of football.
How about the guy on the play before not getting a second foot down inbounds when he had
was that Schultz?
All the
and then
room
he got tackled
world.
Coming backwards, which allows the
oh,
clock
the,
to
yeah,
keep running.
Yeah, on the
running.
Play before he got tackled.
Cowboy's going to Cowboy.
He's Dalton trying, Schultz, that was
he's
that was
trying fine. To get out of bounds. And runs backwards so the clock doesn't stop.
Dalton
and then
Schultz.
Two plays later, he can't even get a second foot down. When he had from here to the window to get it down, he's just nonchalant. Oh, I'm just going to try to get out of bounds. Incomplete
he
pass.
He thought his other foot was already down, and so he relaxed.
It was close.
It was like it was 2 inches off the ground when he caught the ball. He thought it was down. I'll give him a little bit of a pass. But you don't do that. You when you're on
no.
the sideline, you pop those feet no matter what.
It's an important situation in the game, so you've got to remember all the little things.
How do you really feel about your Cowboys? They're going to Cowboy. That you've been right all year.
Yeah.
They made it to where they made it to.
The good news was it was less embarrassing to lose that way on the road to Brock Purdy, but a really good 49ers team. Than it would have been to lose to over-the-hill Tom Brady and a bunch of bad players that didn't have a 500 record. So at least we have that. Still haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1995.
The Cowboys are terrible.
Ugh.
And Dak Prescott's, both of his interceptions were god-awful.
Yeah.
God-awful.
I was thinking, though, if the Cowboys had managed to win yesterday, then they would. That meant they would have won the NFC Championship game because you don't ever have bad Dak on back-to-back weeks.
It's true.
You have good Dak, bad Dak. Good Dak, bad Dak. We got real bad Dak yesterday.
It's better than little Dak.
Lady Vols got Mizzou on the last play of the game to go to 8-0 in conference play. Let's talk about that. And Kelly Harper will join us coming up at 11:15. Talk about that game and the Connecticut Huskies coming to town on Thursday night. We have College Game Day coming on Thursday, and then College Game Day is coming for the men on Saturday.
Vol's gonna Vol.
So, not only
we're a big deal.
No other school anywhere has had College Game Day for football, men's basketball, and women's basketball.
All in the same year?
Ever? No.
Oh, you mean period?
And we're doing
wow.
it in like 4 months.
It's impressive. Things are rolling.
So we will talk to Kelly Harper coming up at 11:15.
Do we get to claim a national championship for that?
No.
Okay.
We will not hang a banner.
Okay. Just making
sure. And on top of all of that, we have a major concert announcement at 10 a.m.
Fun.
So gather around the radio, kids. We've got a lot here for the next 3 hours on the Eric Haines Show, and that's the game plan laid out for you every day by 42nd Street.
All right, gather around business owners. It's time for you to do the right thing and get your free discovery meeting with Mike Carlton at 42nd Street Design, 42st.com. Brand experts, brand gurus. That's a word that some business owners, they hear the word branding and they're like, oh, that's just money to spend. That's so not true. Branding is what people think of your company. What price do you put on what the general public thinks of your business? That's what you spend all these marketing dollars for. That's why you do your billboards and your radio and your TV and you worry about what people write about you on the internet and on social media. You're worried about all this stuff. You don't need to be. Let Mike and them worry about it. Let them help you with all of these things at 42nd Street Design, 42st.com.
Also, we avoided one NFL disaster here, but it's not potentially going to stop the NFL from plunging in that direction anyway. More on that coming up. But when we return, Vol Hoops and Joe Burrow. How do they go together? We'll tell you next on the Eric Haines Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Call or text 865-656-9900 if you want to join us. A little chilly out there. Hope it flurries for everybody today.
Volhoops has...
It was flurry and threes in Baton Rouge.
It was. Volhoops has some swagger. So who has more swagger? Volhoops after the win at LSU or Joe Burrow?
The answer, and I brought up Jalen Hurts. I was trying to think of a comparable. The answer is Joe Burrow.
Logan, after the game yesterday, Joe Burrow does an interview with Tracy Wolfson of CBS. You know, if the Bengals had lost on Saturday, the AFC Championship game would have been in a neutral site because the NFL wanted to do a test run for neutral site conference championship games. Spoiler alert. But they had an opportunity because of the cancellation between Buffalo and Cincinnati. So if Buffalo had finished a half game back of Kansas City, the game would have been in Atlanta. Joe Burrow, all they heard was how this neutral site thing is happening. Neutral site thing is happening. Joe Burrow to Tracy Wolfson after the game.
Yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
Did you all hear what the Chiefs player said about the game on Saturday? He said, hey, if the Bills win, it's going to be a neutral site game. But if the Bengals win, it's back here in Arrowhead. The guy said, I don't care. We're going to whoop their bleep.
All right.
Backfired trash talk for 500, Alex.
I'm not trash talking Joe Burrow. Look, the Chiefs are great. Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback, but so is Joe Burrow.
Tony Romo had a comment watching him play yesterday that was so perfect. He's great at calling games. Mm-hmm. He said, what makes Joe Burrow different? What makes him elite? He sees everything faster. They made the first that I've heard reference for a player comparable to Joe Burrow. Do you know who it was?
Mm-mm.
Peyton Manning.
I don't think that's...
Joe's a better athlete. Joe's a better athlete.
For sure. But thinking. He's talking about thinking.
From a brain standpoint, never being fooled. Ever. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever fools him. And God forbid it does, he'll throw the thing away and live to fight another down. I don't hate the comparison.
Think about this. For the next... Is there any reason to believe... Now, I realize teams hop up for a year and some teams have bad years and all that. But realistically, the four quarterbacks that you saw in the AFC playoffs this past weekend will have their teams in position to be on division round Saturday and Sunday every year for the foreseeable future.
For the next decade plus.
Because you're telling me Josh Allen's going to get beaten out by somebody on the Dolphins, somebody on the Patriots, somebody on the Jets.
Never.
Hey, Lamar, maybe.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens.
He might have a say, and he has had a say.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But Joe Burrow, maybe. Joe Burrow, very clearly the best quarterback in that division. Whoever the Browns, you know, Deshaun Watson's not doing it. Whoever the Browns have after Deshaun Watson, no. Whoever the Steelers have, no. The AFC South, Trevor Lawrence is going to dominate that division for years to come. You're not going to convince me otherwise. Colts are going to draft Will Levis.
Yeah, he'll be in the group.
You know, Titans have Ryan Tannehill. Okay.
No, the AFC quarterbacks right now.
And then Patrick Mahomes in the West. And if Patrick Mahomes slips up, the Chargers have... why did I just draw a blank on his name?
Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Who's good. I don't think he's on the level of those other four, but he's capable of getting his team there.
From a physical standpoint, he's every bit as capable. I'm curious to see what they do with a new coach. New coordinator. I'm curious to see what happens with him.
But the four quarterbacks that we saw in the AFC playoffs this weekend give you hope? You know, you're always looking as the NFL, who's next? Who are you promoting next? Who's going to lead the game next? I think you got a solid foursome there. And for you, I mean, I'm not going to say that nobody in the NFC can compete with them, because I think you have some nice teams in the NFC, but realistically, you could be looking at years of AFC dominance in the Super Bowl.
You know what I hope for the sport, and just selfishly because I love him, I hope that the Bengals win a Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
They made it to one last year. If they can win one this year, with everything that Joe Burrow is, he will be the most popular, you know, not LeBron. He won't be LeBron. But in the NFL, it'll be him. He wears fur coats. He wears chains. He smokes cigars. He talks trash.
He's Joe Namath.
But he's way better.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, he's already got the nickname Joe Cool. He's never under pressure. It's always fine. The Bengals did what they did yesterday with three starting offensive linemen out of the game.
Yeah.
And they ran the ball all over Buffalo. And they threw the ball all over Buffalo. The Bengals are legit, especially if Mahomes. Did you see Mahomes, after he hurt his ankle, try to whip a couple sidearm screen passes out there, and they're bouncing halfway in the dirt?
Yeah.
He will be hobbled.
High ankle sprain.
He will be hobbled. He'll be able to play, but he will be hobbled.
Bud Kilmer will be in there telling him to make him understand. Yeah. Logan doesn't get that reference.
He doesn't understand Varsity Blues. But I like the Bengals in that game.
Is there any quarterback in the NFC, save maybe Jalen Hurts, that's on the level of those four guys? I mean, Dak isn't. Daniel Jones isn't. Daniel Jones has a chance to improve, but he's not on that level. Aaron Rodgers is certainly not there anymore.
I mean, clearly was, but not anymore.
Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins.
No.
In the NFC South,
Maybe Stafford if he was healthy.
Maybe Stafford, but he's getting older too.
Even Stafford's too old for me to put him in that category. Yeah. These guys are like under 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Under 20, I forget how old Mahomes is, but they're young.
Yeah.
And they're franchise. They're not playing anywhere else until maybe 10 years from now when they do what Peyton did or Brady did. You know, maybe go play for someone else to end their, pull a Montana. But these guys are going to be in that category.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. But Burrow's different, though. Burrow, like Mahomes, sees the field fast and he's incredible. What makes him the best player in the NFL, healthy, is his ability to create. You can't tackle him. You can't sack him. He scrambles. He makes ridiculous plays all over the place. He takes care of the football. Josh Allen, from a physical standpoint, is more gifted than any player in the NFL. Arm strength, accuracy, ability to run, toughness. I mean, he has things that other players in the league just don't have, even Mahomes and Burrow. It's like a different level of physical ability. But he needs to take the next step, seeing and processing. Joe already sees it like a 10-year veteran.
More on the NFL playoffs coming up, but swagger on display for Tennessee on Saturday in a 77-56 win over LSU. We talk on that next on the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal.
Yesterday, the Lady Vols took down Missouri 68-65. Sarah Puckett led Tennessee in points with 17. Rekia Jackson hit the game winner with 1 second left. The Lady Vols now improved to 8-0 in SEC play. In the NFL divisional rounds yesterday, starting off in the NFC, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 19-12. Brock Purdy threw for 219 yards, and Christian McCaffrey ran for a touchdown. The 49ers will meet the Eagles in the NFC Championship game next weekend. On the AFC side, the Bengals advanced to the AFC Championship, taking down the Bills 27-10. Joe Burrow threw for 242 yards and 2 scores. The game is next weekend. In college basketball, Temple upset number 1 Houston 56-55. Purdue snuck by Maryland 58-55. UConn took down Butler 86-56. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
All right, we're back. It's the EA Show. Call or text 865-656-9900.
77-56 Tennessee defeated LSU on Saturday.
Ew.
It was 39-22 at halftime.
Ew, that game. LSU's not very good, but we played very well.
Tennessee did play very, very well. And now it sets up a meeting with Georgia. Danny White against his brother on Wednesday.
No, that's fun. That's a fun little deal.
So, biggest takeaway from the LSU game for you? And this was out without Euros Plofsic.
Without Euros, Vescovy did play. He played a lot. He was okay. He, to me, looked like he was a little hesitant, like maybe that shoulder's bugging him still. It is, clearly. I mean, he's hardly practicing, and then he goes and toughs it up and goes and plays in the games. I commend him for doing it. He played 30 minutes, had 6 points, hit a couple threes. He was fine. The biggest takeaway for me was four guys in double figures. You had Julian Phillips with 10. Logan and I spent 2 hours saying we don't need 25 points from Phillips and then follow it up with a four-point night.
Right.
We need him to average 10 to 12 points because he's scoring 10 to 12 points every game. The dude had 10.
And 4 rebounds and an assist. And
went 4 for 4 from the line. That's big time. 2 for 3 from the three-point line in the half court. He looked aggressive. I'm good with it. Ziegler had himself 12 and 10 assists.
I think that was the most impressive thing to me on Saturday was outside of Josiah Jordan James scoring 22. How about that?
Big, good game.
Everybody else did just what they needed to. You got 10 from Phillips. You got 12 from Ziegler. You mentioned the 10 assists as well. You got 10 from Tyreek Key. If Julian Phillips is scoring 10 a game, Sky Ziegler scoring 12, and Tyreek Key scoring 10, you're going to win most every game you play.
I would argue you may not lose.
Because who do you defend? See, hey, Kelly Harper and I were talking about that after our game yesterday. If the problem that Tennessee poses is a matchup problem. You have a couple of players who can play down lowish or can play out at the perimeter. So it creates matchup nightmares for our opponents. On the men's side, who are you going to dedicate an extra defender to? Phillips, Ziegler, James, Vescovy? Who are you going to key on? Because if you just have to draw back and play Tennessee straight up, you are going to lose.
I got another takeaway for you.
Okay.
Three guys played 30 minutes or more.
Mm-hmm.
Ziegler, dude. This guy is a warrior.
Yeah.
He played 37 minutes in the game. Vescovy and James both played 30.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting 30-plus from those guys and they're playing well, and then you get 10 points from Phillips in just 23 minutes, 8 points from Adu in just 20 minutes. That is so balanced. That's so legit. I know James had 22, went 4 for 6 from the three-point line. That was probably the hype of the game. But he doesn't even need to do that. You get a bunch of guys. Like, this team is at its best when you have even minutes, even scoring, taking care of the basketball, playing the defensive play. No one's beating them.
All
right. It's not sexy. They won by, what, 21 points?
Yeah.
They won by
22.
22 points.
No, you're right, 21. I'm sorry, I can't math.
21-point victory, and I would still argue that it wasn't a sexy win because that's not how they play. They're not throwing alley-oop dunks and dunking in the half court. They shot well from the three-point line. They shot well from the free throw line. They took care of the basketball. They play better defense than anybody in the country. And they got balanced scoring from all their players. Like, if you're Rick Barnes, you're sitting there watching that game, you're going, gosh, if we play like this, I don't care who the opponent is.
Let me give you a concern, though.
I'm ready.
Olivier Kumwa, 2 points, 3 rebounds in 17 minutes.
He's a magician. 1 minute he's there, the next he's gone. He disappears, dude.
Jonas Adu, 8 points, 7 rebounds in 20 minutes, was good. I realize he had got dinged a little bit, had to come out, and then came back on. You've got to figure out something down low. I realize Yurosh was not present. That's part of it, too. But you have to be able to get something from those guys. Otherwise, guard-oriented offense, it presents some challenges
bad
for
night
you
shooting, if and you then have you bad struggle night shooting.
Yeah. Let me give you a bigger concern that I have. And, you know, me and Josh Ward were talking this morning about it. It was a blowout win, 21 points. Zakai Ziegler played 37 minutes, though.
Yeah, he can't play that many minutes in that.
They need to find some other point guard. But, I mean, B.J. Edwards hasn't played in really a meaningful game this year.
He's not the answer.
Yeah, he's not a factor right now.
I think that might be a little problematic late down the season. If he's playing this many minutes after he played 40 the last game, 21-point blowout.
I'll give you that. Only when it comes to March.
And that's what matters in March.
Fair. But for SEC play right now, Zakai Ziegler at 5'9", a buck whatever, playing 100 miles an hour, he is capable of playing 37 to 40 minutes and hardly getting tired. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. The dude is just as lit in the last 5 minutes of the game as he is to start the game. It's crazy. What he's doing is insane. But when you have March turnaround times, that's when I would worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to play again. So he played on what? Saturday? He'll have to play tomorrow.
Yep.
And then he'll not have to play again
Wednesday. An extra day here.
Okay. So he's got so much time. And then he'll play Wednesday and won't have to turn around and play again until Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He can play 40 minutes a game and be fine right now. But when you have a less than 48-hour turnaround time, that's going to be tough.
I'm not so much worried about that. It's just, you know, to win in March, you need one and even two point guards that are going to go in there and conduct the offense at a high level. Tennessee doesn't have that. He's their only true point guard. And against good quality competition, Mississippi State, a fringe tournament team, Eileen, probably not. They don't really have a great win. LSU, not a tournament team. Whenever you're potentially playing, like Joe Lunardi has them playing the winner of St. Mary's in Wisconsin, no one wants to play St. Mary's right now. That's a really good team. Whenever you're playing good quality guards,
you're going to have somebody. I mean,
that's where I have my problems.
Vescovi's not a true point guard, but he can give you minutes there. That's not ideal.
He's not either,
but he can give you minutes there. Can you? I think the answer there is, can you get enough minutes out of those guys while Zakai's not on the floor, while he's getting a rest?
Yes, I think you can. But it's a different team.
Right.
So if you are relying, if Zakai Ziegler is reaching and trying to steal the ball and gets himself a third foul with 8 minutes left in the first half, and he's on the bench and you have to play 8 minutes with those guys bringing it up, I do think your offense is not as good.
Yeah.
But if he's healthy here, I mean, that's the thing, is you don't need those guys a ton. You just don't need him. Think of Zakai like a feature running back. He's a stud. You want as many touches as you can get to him. You need to have other guys too, but they don't need to have, you don't need to split carries just to split carries. You have a bell cow in Zakai Ziegler. When he's out there, you give him the basketball and you let him run the show. I mean, he's approaching being a double-double guy every night with points and assists. It's crazy. Playing a ton of minutes, plays great defense. I mean, he's invaluable. You just need Zakai and, I mean, Vescovi and Key to be able to get some carries too. They don't need to score 80-yard touchdowns. They just need to facilitate, get some good looks, play some good defense, let Zakai get his two-minute breather at most, and then he's back out there playing again. The dude doesn't get tired. I'd be worried about watching a guy's minutes like that if it said, if they were getting tired, but he doesn't get tired. Him playing 37 minutes is like Vescovi playing 30.
865-656-9900. If you want to join us, we wrap up this hour of the Eric Haines Show next.
Thank you.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, you're dialed in here to the Eric Gaines Show on 99.1 The Sports Animal. If you miss any of the show, don't fret. Just go to 991thesportsanimal.com. You can podcast everything right there.
All right, this is from the text box. Andrew asks, I've got a question for you guys. Why in the world is Josiah Jordan James nicknamed not Trey J? You know, he's got three J's. Trey J.
Trey J, yeah. You want to know why I don't like it?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like Ray J. And then I think of Kardashian and the video, and it turns into a whole thing. So I'm out on that.
Okay. If y'all could have seen Tyler Ivan's face in the hallway when you said that, priceless.
Trey J, right? Okay.
Triple J is easier to say.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Okay.
Not a bad idea. Just for me personally, I would just call him Triple J.
Okay. Chris says, Eric, please explain to me how the Cowboys can be terrible yet made it farther than all but four teams that remain. They were close to beating one of the best defenses in the league, and you can't even give credit where credit's due.
No, I can't. Not with the Cowboys, because that's what they do. They haven't been to an NFC championship game since the 90s.
Yeah.
They're not good. No, okay, hold on. They're good, but they'll never be great. You can't be good every other week in the NFL at quarterback and expect to make a run. I'm sorry, you can't. Dak didn't throw two picks that weren't his fault or went off a receiver's hands, and it's one of those where the stat goes to the quarterback, but it clearly wasn't his fault. He threw two terrible misreading coverage interceptions. And you cannot beat a team like the San Francisco 49ers doing any of that. You just can't.
Yeah.
And I will say this too. As much as you can hate on the Cowboys for pulling a Cowboys, that San Francisco team is incredible.
They're really good.
And they have to be. I don't know the gambling odds, but they have to be the front runner to win it. Eye test, watching all these teams play all year long, watching how they're currently playing in this moment, San Francisco is the best team in the NFL. There's only four teams left, but they have to be the betting favorite. So you got to take that into consideration, too.
I can't give the Cowboys credit as a Cowboys fan because I knew what was going to happen, and it happened because that's what's happened for years.
But I was hoping it didn't happen like it happened.
Me too.
I didn't want Dak to be one of the main reasons why the Cowboys couldn't win.
No.
I like Dak. I think he's a little sensitive, but he is super tough. He's got a ton of ability. He's a great NFL quarterback. He's clearly a franchise quarterback. He's a top 10 player at his position. I root for him. I want him to be great. But he, all year long, just turned the ball over all year long.
You get those awful interceptions at the exact wrong time.
You just can't. And again, part of that goes back to it being the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But you can't give the 49ers anything.
No, you give them anything and they...
Yeah. Anything. And the only reason that the Cowboys were in the game is because the Cowboys' defense played great.
As it has.
They played lights out.
So another long offseason to be a Cowboys fan.
Well, so Dak's playoff record sucks.
A lot of people's playoff record sucks.
Okay, but his is what, like 2-4?
It's
2-4.
Here's why people are hating on Dak Prescott. Yes, he played terrible yesterday. Duh. He started 14 games this year. Six of those 14 games were multiple interception games.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
That's not okay. And now I will say this, though. That hasn't necessarily been his MO his entire career. But it's something that lasted all year long. It never really went away. It makes you wonder if last week's game was fool's gold having five touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Is that the Dak you get? Like, it's okay. Dak's like our Julian Phillips conversation. I don't need 25 points one night and 4 points the next night. Just give me 12 to 14 every night. Dak doesn't need to account for five touchdowns and with no turnovers in one game and then turn around and play like he did against San Francisco.
Why is it so hard for quarterbacks to have consistency like that? Because he's not the only one that's guilty of this, but certainly it's popped up here.
Well, because what you're asking from him is to play like a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
You're asking Dak Prescott to play like a future Hall of Famer, and right now he's not. But you're asking him to. You want him to. You pay him like he should.
And that's the expectation. He's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm.
So you want him to play like some of these other quarterbacks are playing, you know, in the history of this league, where you have consistency. It is possible. It's a select few people, though. Dak is a normal good quarterback. He turns the ball over. That's what normal good quarterbacks do. But in the biggest moments, in the biggest games, he's not. You can't say he doesn't show up, because last week in a playoff game, he literally accounted for five touchdowns.
Right.
So you can't say that the guy doesn't show up, but he doesn't show up every game. It's a four-game run where if you want to win, you have to play elite every single week. Like Mahomes is, mm-hmm. or like Burrow is. Dak wants to be in that conversation right now. He's not.
Well, he's not in that conversation of the four quarterbacks that we talked about earlier, including two that lost this weekend, Josh Allen and I mean, you also had getting there, Trevor Lawrence. He's played at times this year like he could be that next guy. But he's going to have to do the same thing. He's going to have to not throw the ball away, not throw terrible interceptions at times. He's also a much younger guy than Dak Prescott.
I wonder what the Cowboys' offense would have looked like if Tony Pollard didn't get hurt.
He is
10 times better than Zeke Elliott right now.
Yeah.
It's not even close. They even asked D'Amico Ryans, what's the first player you're game planning to stop? It wasn't CeeDee Lamb. It wasn't Zeke. It was Pollard. He's electric. He's fast. He gets the edge. He's a dynamic player. Gets rolled up. Looked pretty bad.
Broke his leg.
Yeah.
It's going to require surgery.
Yeah, not good. So, but if he's healthy and playing, could he have been the difference maker against that San Francisco defense? Possibly. But Dak's interceptions negate anything positive he would have done.
And Pollard's a free agent after this year, so they need to bring him back.
Oh, they need to, or their offense won't be nearly as good.
Zeke to get out.
Zeke's overpaid and he's slow. He plays hard. I'll give Zeke that. He plays hard. Zeke plays as hard as anybody in the league, but he's a step slow and it just, he's not dynamic.
He's not where he once was.
The line gives him four and he'll go get you six, but he doesn't break you one ever. He gets tackled between the tackles by a linebacker on every play. Pollard will give him four. He'll get you seven, but then he'll break a 40-yarder on the very next play.
And he's a threat to catch a pass out of the
backfield. And he can catch
the
football.
And that's what you need in the NFL.
So the Cowboys have some work to do. They have some good receivers. They got a really good tight end. Yeah, he kind of butt fumbled the end of that game, but Dalton Schultz is a great tight end.
Hour number two of the Eric Haines Show is coming up next. We have a major concert announcement when we come back. What's next? It's the Eric Haines Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.